how did you get on Saturday Night Live?
I worked at Second City in Toronto, and they had a 15th anniversary. And Pam Thomas, who is Dave Thomas's wife, who also used to cast on SCTV, Dave Thomas was on SCTV, called up Lorne Michaels and said, you've got to see this kid and whatever and all that stuff. And Martin Short was at the 15th anniversary and said, oh, I'll call as well if you like. And I said, sure, if you want. And so they called up, and it was really nice of him, and both of them called up Lorne Michaels, the producer of the show, and I went and had a meeting, and they looked at tape of stuff I did in Canadian TV, and then they hired me.
Mm-hmm. So my understanding is that you got signed by SCTV on high school graduation day?
No, well, not SCTV, Second City Theater Company.
Right, okay, in Toronto. Toronto.
Yeah, my was my last day of high school. My exam was at 9 o'clock. My audition for Second City was at 12 o'clock, and I was hired at 3 o'clock.
How did they know you? What did you do to get hired that young?
I'd done the workshop program when I was 18. I'd just turned 19, like 2 weeks before. And I did two sessions of it where I had to pay, and then I didn't have any money. And they said, well, just stick around. And so I did, and I auditioned actually once when I was 18, and then 3 weeks later again when I was 19, and then they hired me.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of characters did you do on Second City? Did you do character sketches?
Yeah. Toronto Second City is much more character-oriented than Chicago Second City. Chicago Second City tends to be more of the political theater, political satire mode. And Toronto is as well, only we don't have nearly the vibrant political scene that there is down here. So it tends to be more character-oriented, which is why SCTV got the show and was character-based. Because, you know, it's... We don't have a debate about gun control. We have it. We don't have a debate about socialized medicine. We have it. We don't send foreign armies anywhere. We don't have an army to send like that. So the politics aren't as strong, you know, and as day-to-day. So we're more character-based.
So you developed Wayne's World for Second City.
Well, I did Wayne as a character. Right. I did in a sort of a mock Shakespearean Romeo and Juliet thing.
Oh.
Where, so I am to be banished, for I am from the Campbell clan. And then it just went on half Shakespeare and half not. And, but the character I did on Canadian TV, I used to do a thing called Wayne's Power Minute on a show called It's Only Rock and Roll, where I would just do a minute on any topic that inspired me that day.
Did you go to college after getting signed to Second City right after high school?
No, I didn't. I was that day, strangely enough, that I got hired. Last day of high school, hired Second City. I go home, check the mail at 4 o'clock, and I was accepted to York University that day to study film. So it was like, here's all your options for the rest of your life. Now! So my plan was if I didn't like Second City, I would use that money towards university. And I ended up really liking it, so I didn't go to university.
What were your plans if you studied film? Did you want to be a film critic or a director?
I wanted to be Francois Truffaut.
Uh-huh.
And Martin Scorsese and Fellini and more of the Dieter side of me. Oh, also, too, I would like to have made films like Breaking Away and Strangelove. But I think ultimately my hero is Peter Sellers, and I think I would have been frustrated. It would have been a means of being able to perform in comedy.
You didn't have imaginary films that you shot in your bedroom or anything
like
that.
I made Super 8 films.
You did?
I did, yes, indeed.
What kinds of films?
Oh, real embarrassing stuff.
Hey, great, tell.
Yeah. I did a film about this guy who's a tortured punk because he had to live in the suburbs and be a punk rocker. And it was called Punk in Transit. It was so bad. I don't know why I'm telling you this. So it was very embarrassing.
You did commercials as a kid?
Yeah.
What kinds of commercials?
I used to actually have my resume memorized. It was like Kit Kat, Applejack, Sunlight, BC Hydro, Datsun, Kmart Shoes, Wrigley Spearmint Gum. Just anything where they needed a little red-headed kid. You know, gee, Mom, this is the best. That was me. And then I went through my punk phase, and I couldn't get cast for my life because I had really short hair and T-shirts that said Anarchy in the UK. And they wanted, like, a little kid who plays basketball. And I'd be like, yeah, forget it. Basketball's bourgeois. So I stopped doing that.
But how old were you when you stopped?
My last commercial, I was 17, and I haven't done one since.
Well, that's pretty old, actually.
Yeah.
I just expected you were doing it for baby food or something when you were really young.
No, I started when I was 8, and I did a dancing commercial.
Oh, great.
For
with Datsun. Tap shoes and everything?
No, it was jazz dancing, which is even more a secret. Sort of dancing, solid gold type dancing that nobody really should see. And that's what I was doing.
That's the corniest kind of dancing, the kind of interpretive dancing
no,
on
cornier.
Commercials. Yeah.
No, there's cornier dancing, and that's the reason I got into dancing was there's a show on Canadian TV called The Pig and Whistle, which was a mock pub show, British pub show for British expatriates who were like really homesick, and it was like, come in to the Pig and Whistle, come in and have a laugh. And then they had these Cockney, like, Mary Poppins dancers, you know, with the kerchiefs tied around their neck and flat caps and a lot of posing and a lot of knee slapping. Knees up, Mother Brown, knees up, Mother Brown. And I thought, now I was 4, and I thought that was the coolest thing ever, to dance like the guys in Mary Poppins. And so I said, can I do that? And my mom said, sure. So I went to the dance people, like the choreographers of that show, and they also had a dance school. And that's where I got into commercials.
Because, come a long way, haven't
well,
you?
Well, I've come a long way since The Pig and Whistle.
So that's how you started doing commercials?
Yeah.
The name of the psychotic killer who escapes from the institution in Halloween is Michael Myers.
Yes.
Did you hear about this a lot when the movie came out?
Yeah, whenever I go to cash a check, it's Michael Myers, the killer. Just don't kill me. Honestly, I'll cash the check. And I have to give them one of those, that's funny, I never get that, laughs. That's great, I never get that, that's great. And, no, we're completely different. He's the evil Michael Myers, I'm the good Michael Myers. I mean, while it's true I do own a mask made out of flesh, I wear it infrequently, and I've really never killed anyone, to my knowledge. So I think that's where the similarities end.
Mike Myers, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank you very much.
Mike Myers is a cast member of Saturday Night Live.